Legacy Radio's Campfire Cafe. And from Nashville, Tennessee, I'm your host, Gary Holt. Joining me out in Santa Clarita, California, is our co-host, Bobby Jean Bell. Good morning, Bobby Jean.
Good morning, Gary, and greetings to all of our listeners around the world. Can't wait for today.
I am telling you what, this is going to be an exciting show. I'm the envy of every man out there today, because it's just going to be me and six beautiful, intelligent, and talented women. And so we're going to have a terrific show. But why don't you let our audience know who's joining us today?
Sure. Our first guests this morning are the three musicians that make up the Horse Crazy Cowgirl Band, Judy Colder, Laura Lee Northcutt, and Jennifer Epps. And then the second half of the show, we have two wonderful gals who have written an amazing book. We have Candace Wade and Penelope Langley, and we'll be talking with them at the half.
All right, and we're going to find out what horse sluts are, aren't we?
yes, we are.
Yes, we are. But while we wait for that, let's remind folks that the Campfire Cafe is made possible by our great sponsors at the General Store, where you'll find everything for the horse lover. And folks that love the Western and equestrian lifestyle, in the General Store on our website at equestrianlegacy.net. So grab a cup of coffee, take a deep seat, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with the Horse Crazy Cowgirls. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world on our free mobile app and online at equestrianlegacy.net.
Jive and let them know that we're alive until the break of dawn. We'll yell for more, more, more. Gonna live it up and tear it down. Get in that groove and paint the town. Got a lot of rhythm in my soul. Oh, well now, baby, baby, let's go tonight. Together, you and me. Baby, baby, when you hold me tight. Ooh-wee, what you do to me? The big black hands on the top. Tell me that it's time to rock. Got a lot of rhythm in my soul. Well, dig that beat with a cowboy bop. When the lights are low and the music's hot, we'll dance till two or three and then a half past four. When the western sun beats over the hill, I won't stop, I'll be rocking still. Got a lot of rhythm in my soul. Well now, baby, baby, let's go tonight. Together, you and me. Baby, baby, when you hold me tight. Ooh-wee, what you do to me? Big black hands on the clock. Tell me that it's time to rock. Got a lot of rhythm in my soul.
Rhythm in my soul.
Baby, let's go tonight, together, you and me. Baby, baby, when you hold me tight, ooh-wee, what you do to me? The big black hands on the clock, tell me that it's time to rock. Got a lot of rhythm in my soul.
Rhythm in my soul.
Got a lot of rhythm in my soul.
Rhythm in my soul.
Got a lot of rhythm in my soul.
Rhythm in my soul.
In my soul.
The Horse Crazy Cowgirl Band is a fresh and rare female Western music award-winning trio, plumb full of hot licks, harmonizing, yodeling, and kick-your-cowboy-boots-up Western music. The spirit of the contemporary West comes alive with their unique, soothing harmonies, original songs, and interpretations of the classics. They have an unmistakable sound mixed with stories, steeped in traditional campfire heritage, and they are leaving an indelible mark on the frontier of Western music. Performing since 2000, the group's latest recording, All I Need, is packed with energy and musical magic. You just heard one track from that CD. Just who are the voices of the Horse Crazy Cowgirl Band? Laura Lee Northcutt leads the charge with frontline bass, throaty vocals, and songwriting prowess. Jennifer Epps brings stirring vocals, yearning harmonica, and evocative percussion. And Judy Coder seamlessly adds award-winning yodeling, vocals, and swing guitar. Just whistle for Horse Crazy Cowgirl Band when you need some truly remarkable inspiration. Please welcome to Campfire Cafe, Laura Lee, Jennifer, and Judy of the Horse Crazy Cowgirl Band.
Yay!
Quite an audience you got there.
Oh, thank you, Bobby. That was awesome.
Oh,
I don't know who those
folks
are, but they sound great.
Well, why don't each one of you at least just say hello and we get a chance to hear your voice so we'll know who we're talking to. Laura Lee, say hello.
Well, hi there, everybody. Laura Lee Northcutt.
Jennifer.
Hi, it's Jennifer Epps right here.
And Judy.
Hello, this is Judy.
Oh gosh.
Well, what a treat to have you all on. Take it away, Gary.
Well, I'm excited to have these ladies with us today. I've had the privilege of listening to this great CD that they have, and I have some favorites on there, but I won't share those until a little bit later. But we want to talk just a little bit, and let's start with Laura Lee and talk to us about how Horse Crazy Cowgirl Band got started, and I was curious, and just briefly tell us a little bit about your musical background.
Well, Horse Crazy Cowgirl Band got started. We live up on the Canadian border almost, and we live in a very rural place. We live 47 miles to the nearest stoplight. That's where we live. There's 300 people in our town. So it's a really small place, and the band got started with a wonderful cowboy poet named Virginia Bennett, who is just an amazing woman, and she was in the first band, and she eventually moved away, but she really steeped us in the tradition of the classics of what cowboy music is, how it's distinct from Western music, and really what it is. It's classic repertoire, the newer parts of it, the Western swing part, the Hollywood part. So we really learned it from a very grassroots way. And then Jennifer eventually, you know, people come and go. That's a normal part of our lives. And then Jennifer joined the band, and she's been with us since 2007. And now we have the beautiful Miss Judy Coder. So we are very thrilled and honored to be able to keep, you know, doing it and keep it fresh and keep it exciting. And I think it is. But I myself started because I was on stage when I was 8 years old. My dad was a honky-tonk piano player, and I got on stage when I was 8, and I looked about 5. And I sang my big hit for Pennies from Heaven and A Good Man is Hard to Find.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And I didn't know why I got big laughs, but I always did. I loved it.
All right. Well, and Jennifer, I know that you came on next out of the current group, and tell us a little bit about your background, because it was an interesting musical background. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, my dad's a barbershop guy. He's a bass in the, he was singing in a chorus and in a barbershop quartet, still does, and so, you know, we used to go camping when I was a kid with the barbershoppers, and so songs around the campfire, you know, were barbershop songs for me. And it's always, you know, find the harmony, and everything was about harmony. I've, you know, when I still listen to the radio, I sing harmony to whatever's out there. I don't usually sing along with the melody. You know, it's just kind of a habit. So vocal harmony is the biggest thing in my life. I absolutely love it. And I sang in choirs and I've done some kind of barbershop-ish a cappella three-quarter music before I started up with Laura Lee and Horse Crazy.
All right. And Judy, your background is totally different from both of these ladies.
That's true. My mother was classically trained. Both of my parents sang, and I was raised not listening to Opry, but opera.
on Saturday afternoon. It was the, you know, Texaco Metropolitan Opera with Milton Cross. And when we went on vacations, we would take a big station wagon and take out on the road, and usually went west, not always. And because my mother was quite the musical snob, she may be worse than me, I'm not sure. It was kind of, it's a tough call. And because she didn't like country music, well, you drive out west in the 60s and now too, you're not going to get anything but country music on that radio station. And so the radio wasn't on. And to keep it, to keep us from killing each other, there were three girls, we'd all sing. And you know how the song goes? Betty sang bass, Mama sang tenor. My sisters would argue over who was going to sing the melody and who would be stuck singing the alto part.
Oh, wow.
Because it's boring. And I had part number five. And so I could find a harmony anywhere. If I sat on somebody else's note too long, it was I can hear Nancy's voice now saying, Mother, she's on my part. Get off my part. So when the girls found me, I was kind of doing the solo thing, but really missing singing harmony. And it has been so much fun to put these voices together, because I was really quite taken and pleased with our first few experiments as how well the blend worked, no matter who's singing lead. And I think that's really cool.
Well, it is cool. And I'm actually going to shift my song order for today, and we've got some great music that we're going to play, and play a lot of it while we've got time. But while you were speaking of harmony, you ladies received the Marilyn Tuttle Best of the Best Harmony Award, didn't you?
Yes, we're very, very proud of that.
Yeah. And I believe this song that we're going to go to right now may have been the one that you sang. Was that The Water is Wide?
Yes.
Yeah, talk to me just a little bit about that, because, Judy, I think you kind of orchestrated this, and Laura Lee, you wrote, added some lyrics to it. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, yes. Laura Lee approached Judy and Jennifer and said she would like to enter the harmony contest. And
said is that she wanted to win the harmony contest.
You don't have to tell them everything you know.
Yeah, but that's the stuff we want to know, because that contest is so prestigious, and their talent is always so amazing. It's wonderful that we're talking about this for a moment.
Yeah, and we knew frequently when we go there are not only fine harmony singing groups, but there's fine women's trios. And so, you know, we are talking apples to apples. And in order to make a big splash, Laura Lee said, how do you do that? Well, I know that it needs to be a Western song, and the more complex harmonies given more points. And it's not a guarantee, but a lot of times, the winning song turns out to be kind of an upbeat song, because it just blows everybody's mind. And so that was the only part of this that was really, it was really a risk, was going in with something that's really quite slow. But we were driven mostly by Laura Lee, because she really loved the song, and she said, I want to do this one. And I'm not sure that Laura Lee was familiar with it. She heard it from a CD that Ray Doyle put out a few years back. And she said, I want to do this song. And I said, well, it's not Western. She said, but I can write lyrics. And I thought about it a little while, and I said, well, what if the ship is a prairie schooner? And the next thing I know, we're doing this road trip in two different vehicles, and she keeps pulling off to the side of the road. She's writing lyrics as we're driving. So you want to be really careful when you hit the road at the same time as Laura Lee, because she's not really thinking about the road. But she came up with these beautiful lyrics, and then she handed it off to me and said, Judy, I've done my part. Now the rest is up to you. Make it work. And I was still rewriting parts in the studio. I rewrote Jennifer's part in the studio after Laura Lee had already gone back to Washington, and we had half of the recording done, and I was still changing parts. But Jennifer's good at reading what I write, and it all came together quite nicely.
All right. Well, this is a great song, and it's really interesting. We had Marilyn on one of our shows not too awfully long ago, and we talked about the fact that this was the Marilyn Tuttle Harmony Award, and she didn't sing harmony forever. I mean, she never sang harmony until later on. So, anyway, it's a great song, and again, yeah, she does. And it's a great song, and it's a great honor. And so let's listen to The Water Is Wide. Don't go anywhere, because we're to come back and talk more with the Horse Crazy Cowgirl Band on Equestrian Legacy Radio.
The water is wide, I cannot cross over, and neither have I the wings to fly. Give me a boat that can carry two, and both shall row, my love and I. We sail a ship, a prairie schooner, in which we laid in all our dreams, and we shall cross the prairie seas to claim our home, my love and me. Pressed our back against the wagon, we leaned our hearts into the west, and though we've known both loss and pain, we kept our heads, we did our best. Now the sun is slowly fading, and the storms are in the rear. Think not of sadness we've been through, were it not so, we'd not be. And neither have I the wings to fly. Give me a boat that can carry two, and both shall row, my love and I, and both shall row, my love and I.
Well, I actually just got chills listening to that again. That is absolutely, absolutely beautiful, beautiful, beautiful music.
Thank you, Gary.
And I'll start with Laura Lee, and we'll just come right down the line. Laura Lee, how did you get into from Honky Tonks? And the type of music you were singing at 8 years old, how'd you get into Western music?
Well, you know, I have been a pack cook in the mountains. I worked the Pasayan Wilderness as a pack cook in the summertime, cooking and singing around the campfire. I worked the hills from 1983 to 2014. So I rode horses all summer for outfits, all that time. And I love campfires, and I love sitting around. And there's a lot of horse experiences that I've been through in my life in that experience, you know, in that amount of time. And there is just cowboy poetry tells stories, and those stories are real stories about things that happen and have happened. And it's very funny usually, and it catches you and it touches your heart. And so I am a big lover of cowboy music and the whole Western cowboy poetry tradition, you know, because it tells what you really go through.
right.
Yeah.
Well, and Jennifer, what about you? I know you're a horsewoman too. You've spent some time back in the backcountry. How'd you get?
I have.
How'd you get into Western?
I actually learned how to ride horses at Girl Scout camp. I grew up in the suburbs outside of Seattle, and turns out that the guy that supplied the horses to the Girl Scout camp, I ended up buying a horse from him a few years back, and where I lived until just last year. Up in Winthrop with Laura Lee there. But I've been riding and helping folks chase cows. I was smart enough not to own the cows myself, so I could say, no, I don't want to do that today. But I've liked country music and everything. But once I started really listening to just Western music, I realized that, you know, most of my music collection's pretty eclectic. From years and years, and that most of music that isn't Western is just kind of sad or just depressing in some way or something like that. And I just really love being happy. There's nothing wrong with being happy, and Western music makes me happy. So that's what it's about. It's about the love of the land. It's about being out there in the world and having a good time, and I really am enjoying all of that. It's all I listen to now. So.
And Judy, you went from gowns to boots and cowboy hats. How did that come about for you?
I kind of got that by marriage. A couple of years after Mr. Coder and I got married, his dad, who was the musical director of an Opry in Topeka, Kansas, where I lived, said, you know, Judy, I'd really like for you to sing on the show. And after a couple of years of in-law, I'd run out of ways to say, Jim, I don't want to be on your country music show because I hate country music. And so I performed on that show, which led to becoming a part of a bluegrass band. And the bluegrass band toured and went all over the region. And a couple of years later, Jim says, so, got another Opry coming up in a few months. Judy, you know, I've been thinking, you used to have such good yodelers on the show, and I think you need to try yodeling because I think you'd be good at it. And, you know, musical snob, I thought he was nuts. But I had been singing Western music off and on. I mean, I grew up in Kansas. I taught music. And so every week of Kansas Day, I would spend 8 hours a day for 5 straight days singing and playing Kansas songs, mostly Home on the Range. And sang back up for Jim and sang Riding Down the Canyon before I even could tell you the difference between Roy Rogers and Will Rogers. I knew that there was a Roy and a Will, but I never could keep them straight.
Wow.
And through yodeling, really, just to get Jim off my back, yodeling introduced me to the world of Patsy Montana and Western music, and I was instantly hooked.
Oh, wow. Wow. Wow.
I do still sing classical music, but Western is what folks usually want to hear me do.
I can understand. I can understand. Well, we want to come back and talk more with the Horse Crazy Cowgirls and a little bit about actually how you got together. But right now, we have to pay some bills. And when we come back, we're going to be talking more with Jennifer and Judy and Laura Lee and Bobby Jean. But you're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net. Don't go away.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Have you heard the buzz? just on the outskirts of town. We're not spreading gossip, and we ain't spinning you no yarn. But Melba Johnson's been sewing Skippy Cowgirl clothing out there in her barn. Victoria has her secrets. It's rumored Melba's got nothing to hide. She's been crafting string bikinis with itty-bitty strips of rawhide. Her whole wheat flour sack nighties give a new meaning to threadbare. If you're a lingerie consumer, check out Melba's rumor, intimate Western wear. She don't have a bargain basement, but she does have a discount hayloft. And you'll be glad to hear, most times of the year, her items are more than half off. Warm those winter nights in a flannel teddy with a Western flair. Get your sexy burlap bloomers here at Melba's Rumor, intimate Western wear. The horsehair bridal outfits will make your honey's moon shine bright. And the buckles on the halters and the harness tops can be let out if they fit too tight. Panties can accommodate gals with plus-size derrieres. There's pretty smells for the perfumers here at Melba's Rumor, intimate Western wear. You'll see more than the humor when you gawk at Melba's Rumor, intimate Western wear. You can either Google or stop by the barn and Google at Melba's Rumor, intimate Western wear.
Home of the Yeehaw Bra.
Gosh. Well, you know, I
that was a great setup, Gary. Thank you, man.
What's the address of that? What's the address of that place? I need to go.
I decided if we couldn't get Victoria's Secret, we'd go for Melba's Rumor. So anyway, I love that song. I've listened to it, and I've actually shared it with some friends overnight. I said, you got to hear this. You're gonna love it.
Thank you. Great.
Yeah, we'll have to have the guests in the second half of the show tell us what the Yeehaw Bra is, Gary.
Well, I think they're on the line listening to that, so we're looking forward to them. But so how did you ladies actually come together? You're in a town of 300 people, and how did you connect? Because you're great together. I mean, you've got the perfect trio now.
Well, Laura Lee and the band had been going for a while, and I was they had a fiddle player and a mandolin player, and she was getting ready to quit the band, and they'd put an ad in the paper. Like I said, the town's 300 people, you know, and they put an ad in the paper, and I thought, gosh, sounds like Nadine's quitting. It said they're looking for a female vocalist, fiddle and mandolin player, you know. And called this number, and I went, oh, that's interesting, you know. And I wasn't gonna call. I don't play fiddle, you know, so I wasn't worried about it. And I was actually in the doctor's office, and I saw Nadine, who was in the band. I said, sounds like you're quitting the band. I saw this thing in the paper. She goes, oh yeah, you should call Laura Lee. Just go ahead and give her a call. And I said, well, I don't play fiddle. She goes, well, I could teach you. I'm thinking, oh yeah, right. You know, that'd be really And she says, but you sing? And I said, well, I can yodel too. She goes, you can yodel? Yeah. She goes, you should call her. And I said, yeah. Okay. That was like a Friday. Monday morning, I get a phone call that says, from the other band member, Emil. She says, do you know where Laura Lee lives? And I said, yeah. She says, can you be there tomorrow night at 6? I said, sure. You know, and that was it. Every week after that, I got totally hooked instantly, and we've been having fun ever since. But you know, Judy's a whole different story because she was living in Topeka, so we met, of course, in Albuquerque.
All right.
Of course.
Yeah. Where else? Where else? WMA. Yeah.
Yes, that's the Western Music Association's annual festival that we all love and get to see each other and stuff. So that's, we see each other there every year because we come from all over the country. And Judy said, she said she would like to be in our band. And we looked at each other like, really? You would? Are you sure? Did you? Are you hurt? Why? You know, are you all right? You really do? She says, I really do. We went like, oh, snap this up as fast as we can.
Oh, my goodness. It's like we were just kind of in awe. You know, Judy Coder, she's pretty darn famous. So this is really quite a coup to have her. We didn't even have to beg, you know. It was great.
And then we just, our voices just melted together. And, you know, everybody has something to offer, and everybody is a soloist on their own, but it seems like when we all get together, we all just know how to emotionally and spiritually just give way to one another, and something magic happens. And
yeah,
that's just
yeah.
a gift.
Well, it really is, and you know, and this, the CD, All I Need, is just terrific, and each of you have the lead in different songs, and
mm-hmm,
and that's pretty cool. That's a little unusual. And
mm-hmm.
but you all are great, great, great. And again, we want to try to get as much music in as we can. And now I'm going to have to eliminate something, and I don't know what to eliminate. But I think we'll go ahead and do. I think we'll go ahead and do this one. It's called "Swing Time in the Rockies." And is there any story about this one?
It was written by dear friends of ours, Rick Steinke, and they're out of Livingston, Montana. Wonderful people. Linda Hausler plays with him as a duo, and they're just wonderful people. It was a great tune, and we all listened to it and liked it and called him up and said, may we record it? And he said, absolutely.
All right. Well, this is a great, great song, and let's go right ahead and listen to that. We're going to come back and talk more with the Horse Crazy Cowgirl Band on Equestrian Legacy Radio.
Jump in, take the wheel in my hand. There's nothing quite like a cow town at night and the sound of a cowboy band. When it's swing time in the Rockies and the night is filled with romance, the cowboys and cowgirls ready to roll like the dice on the table of chance. Folks are coming off the ranch. Bet your bottom dollar they're gonna hoot and holler at the annual swing time dance. Well, that old cafe's sure busy this evening. There's a line at the door to get in. Seems like everyone's talking, making their plans where they'll all excitement since that bull ran through old Murphy's store, right through the glass, leaving it last with that silk garment hooked on his horn. When it's swing time in the Rockies and the night is filled with romance, the cowboys and cowgirls ready to roll like the dice on the table of chance. Swing time in the Rockies and the folks are coming off the ranch. Bet your bottom dollar they're gonna hoot and holler at the annual swing time
because it's swing time in the
is a great song, and while I was listening to that, I was thinking about what Jennifer said earlier, and that is you've got to be happy and smile a lot. You cannot listen to this CD without doing just exactly that. And
it
is just great. And loving this music and loving talking with you ladies. And we do a Saddle Up America show on Tuesdays where we talk about trail riding and backpacking in the backcountry and chuck wagon cooking. We're going to have you come join us on that show and talk about some of those things too. But
that'd be fun.
Yeah. But tell us where we can find your website and purchase your music and find out where you ladies are going to be, because you've got to see you live and in person.
Well, all you need to do is log on to horsecrazycowgirlband.com. Everything you need to know about us is right there. There's a schedule and a link to sales. horsecrazycowgirlband.com.
horsecrazycowgirlband.com, and they've got a Facebook page as well, and I would say go like that page and keep up with them. Yeah. But this is just great music. You ladies are so stinking much fun, and we're going to have to get together.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, you should be with us in the motorhome. We're a heck of a lot of fun.
I can see that thing going back and forth sideways, going down the highway.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Belinda. I'm telling you, Gary, you need to. This is another group for house concerts down your way.
Well, we're.
We're good at that.
We're working on those things, and Belinda's trying to talk me into coming out to the WMA convention in November.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to.
Yeah.
That'd be really good.
You should really be there for that. Yeah.
It would be a lot of fun. But you ladies have been fantastic, and we're going to close out this segment with the show with the song All I Need on My Saddle. And I was reading the notes on this, Laurlee. This is one that you've written, and you were talking a little bit about your mom. Talk to us about this song.
My mother just celebrated her 100th birthday in January. She is still the front man for a ukulele band.
Oh, wow.
My mother was an original vaudevillian. She is the most fun, interesting, fun, good-hearted woman. And she was the inspiration for this song, because every good cowgirl has everything she needs on her saddle. And that's the way my mom has lived her life. She's just a girl who's good to go. And so it's dedicated to her.
All right. Well, this is a great song, and we look forward to having you ladies back with us again and maybe seeing you out in November in Albuquerque. And again, that is horsecrazycowgirlband.com for the website. Buy this CD. You're going to love it. Thanks, ladies, for being with us.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you,
Bobby.
We don't want anybody to go away. Because coming up in the second segment of the show, we're going to be talking with Candace Wade and Penelope Langley, and we're going to find out what horse sluts are, and we're also going to be playing more of the music from the Horse Crazy Cowgirl Band, and we'll have one number from Devin Dawson and Kristen Harris as well. So you're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world online at Equestrian Legacy Radio.
Morning, fading stars I see. I look across the valley, I'm thankful to be free. You know that I'm not rich, but I live happily. I've got room to roam and a place called home, and that's good enough for me. 'Cause I've got all I need on my saddle, on the stout and trusty roan. Kick him up into a trot, I'm a queen upon her throne. Got a great big smile on and a day to call my own. I'm swinging and singing my way home. Adio, lady, adio, lady, lady.
lady, 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 adio, lady, adio, lady, lady, adio, lady, lady, lady.
I'm not worried, I don't fuss or strain. What's the worst thing that could happen? These clouds might spit some rain. It doesn't matter much, 'cause the sun will shine again. We'll stick and ride to the other side where this horse can find some grain. 'Cause I've got all I need on my saddle, on a stout and trusty roan. Kick him up into a trot, I'm a queen upon her throne. Got a great big smile on and a day to call my own. I'm swinging and I'm singing my way home. Adio-lady, 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 lady, adio-lady. Lady, old lady, lady, old lady, adio, lady, old lady, adio, lady, lady, old lady, adio, lady, old lady, lady, old lady. All I need on my saddle, I'm a stout and trusty roan. Kick him up into a trot, I'm a queen upon her throne. Got a great big smile on and a day to call my own. I'm a swinging and I'm a singing my way home. I'm swinging, I'm a singing my way home.
Well, I have been extremely nervous about doing a show with six beautiful, intelligent, talented women. And Candace and Penny told me not to worry, just put myself in their hands. And so then I really worried. Gosh. Bobby Jean, I know you have an introduction. You sat up reading this book from 3 o'clock on in the morning. So tell us, give us an introduction here.
Sure. Our next guests are Candace Wade and Penelope Langley. They're the authors of Horse Sluts, the Saga of Two Women on the Trail of Their Yeehaw. Candace Wade writes Political Diatribe, wrote Hillary's View, Pet Column, and 4 unpublished film scripts. She learned to ride at 46, so there's hope for me. Candace is audacious about tackling stuff she doesn't know how to do. Born in Los Angeles, she calls Franklin, Tennessee home with husband Bob and dog Lucia. Penelope Langley is a certified equine massage therapist. She has immersed herself in horse sluttery since 2000. A hooker, now rug hooker, listen carefully, that is, and fiber diva, she demonstrates her conviction that lime green is a neutral. Penelope lives in Columbia, Tennessee with her dog Snooky. And Horse Sluts, the Saga of Two Women on the Trail of Their Yeehaw, is her first book. They wrote Horse Sluts to give those riders a leg up on recapturing the yeehaw of youth. It's hard to stand up to fears. It's how to stand up to fears, how to challenge ourselves. Horse Sluts is for women who refuse to surrender to age, who embrace moving forward. It's for women open to the thrill of freedom, of movement, of power. Well, okay, of controlling a large animal between her legs. Yeehaw! Please welcome to Campfire Cafe, Candace and Penny.
Hello, hello. Thank you. That was wonderful.
Ladies.
Can you read the whole book to us now?
Oh, it's so great to have you on with us. Good morning.
Good morning. We're thrilled to be here.
Oh, we're so
happy.
Gary,
I know you're there. Penny had called me on my cell phone. My husband and I were here banging on the computers and throwing phones around because the whole computer system was dead. And I managed to pick up my cell phone, and there was Penny's lilting voice saying, "Oh, guess what? All of Comcast is dead throughout Middle Tennessee till about 4 o'clock in the afternoon." And I'd been going from neighbor to neighbor, and Penny, weren't you running up and down the highway in Nolensville?
Somehow it seems apropos. It's just how you handle things.
Oh, God. Well, we're excited to have you ladies with us. I want to read one of the phrases for your book. And so this lady says, "This is a fabulous book. I about wet my flip-flops reading this one." And I just cracked up. I just cracked up when I read that.
Well, we in our real cooking group, we also have many traditions and sayings, and one of those is "pee your flip-flops funny." And I'm known as "pee your flip-flops funny Penny." So she was a hooker who wrote that.
Oh, wow. Another hooker.
I know. Hey, Penny and I got a quick second to talk to each other before you guys came on, and Penny's at work, I'm at home, so I was able to listen to some of the interview, and I don't know whether Penny was or not, but the Horse Crazy Cowgirl Band, they're the epitome of Yeehaw. They're amazing. Did you hear them, Pen?
I did, yes. I loved them.
They're fabulous. And in honor of Judy and her description, when you get to know Penny more, you may often get a phone call with a whispering voice, "What are you wearing?" It freaks you out. And then you realize, oh, it's Penny. So I was trying to think, okay, what are you going to wear? What are you going to wear to your interview, your big interview? Because I have my original Jenny Housley earrings, and I have the True West Campground T-shirt. And in honor of Judy, I'm glad I added this, I have a pair of burgundy ruched high-heeled mules. But all those ladies been riding for so long, so I decided to add a pair of half chaps.
Oh, wow.
Well, you
and Penny, I'm sure at work you're pretty much the same, right?
Yeah.
Well, maybe not. They already know that I'm a little on the edge, but that would probably bring up comments. So I left the half chaps off.
Candace told me the other day she was getting her hair fixed for the show, so I thought, well, maybe I should too. But anyway.
Okay, we all do.
I'm all about the Yeehaw bra. I just heard about the Yeehaw bra, and I'm all about that.
Yeah.
I'm wondering,
what is that?
Is it over or under your clothing, or is it optional?
I guess it's optional.
It sounds like it could be fun.
Yeah,
I think that should be something y'all should add to your merchandise mix, along with the book and the T-shirt. You need to design the Yeehaw bra.
Well, I'm thinking along with the Crotch Mumps chapter, do a Yeehaw bra thing. You got to do something with the up too when you're riding. So.
There you go. Hey, well, let's talk just a little bit about how you two crazy ladies, I'll just go ahead and say it right now. How did the two of you meet?
Go, Penn.
Well, and thank you for noticing the crazy part. as far as how we met, we had a mutual friend, and she lives in Franklin. I lived in Columbia, and Candace and them had bought property in Columbia, and they went to Ireland together, came back, and she had a party, and we got together at the party, and it quickly deteriorated into a marketing strategy for women who shoot skeet. And we decided we were going to develop a skeet cream that was in a double pump action dispenser. And, and it, you know, you blink one eye and the other, and you could end up with really serious wrinkles under one eye that you didn't have. So we started developing that product. We went slogans. All that was all it took. We were kindred spirits. We were soul sisters. And we kept in contact when she went back to California by email and telephone, and then when she finally moved here, it was all over with, you know.
Oh, gosh.
Absolutely. What I found that is so delightful is, and my husband has said that we're our own little party, and it really doesn't matter what's going on around us. Whatever it is, if we're together, Penny and I are together, we're our own little party. And I think, too, you know, not to be serious, but that's part of the whole message is that it doesn't matter how old or young you are, you can create your own party. You can entertain yourself, and you get to a certain age, you really don't care what anybody else thinks. And mm-hmm. like the cowgirl band ladies were saying, you've got to have a good time. And I've been lucky enough to find this amazing, brilliant woman who is game for everything, and we encourage each other. And if we can do this, other people can do it too. And that's sort of the point. When we have a good time, and we want to reach out so other people can come along with us and have a good time too.
Oh, that's great. Now, when did the horseback riding come in for each of you? Can they just go ahead and start while you're...
I'll go ahead. Moved from San Francisco to Columbia, Tennessee. You need to make up your mind that you're going to change a lot of stuff. And I had managed to stay on a few horses as a child riding in Griffith Park, but decided one of the things I was going to do if I'm moving into the country and have this wonderful girlfriend is that I was going to take up horseback riding and really learn what I was doing and not just hold on and then end up walking bow-legged for the next 2 days after that. I thought horseback had to hurt, and hey, it doesn't, a few lessons. So Penny and I decided we were going to do this together, and we found a place that was local and started taking some riding lessons. Penny had ridden there before, and that's explained in the book. And the gal gave us some really great background from the ground up. But as an adult, you need to find an instructor who understands the adult female brain, which is kind of a scary thing anyway. And we're always asking why, and why do we do this, and why do we need to do this, and what do you exactly mean by that, and how much, you know, heels down, how much should your heels go down, why do they need to go down? And we needed to find people that were willing to be patient with us and explain, and that was part of the journey, is every time Penn would be driving someplace or I'd be driving someplace and we'd see a sign that they have horses or trail rides or lessons, we'd be immediately on the phone. Okay, I found this place. It's really great. This is it. Let's go check it out. And through that exploration and never knowing what we're going to find, we found some fabulous places and people who really took us in and gave us a good basic knowledge of how not to fall off as an adult rider. What else would you add, Penn?
Well, and you had mentioned in Griffith Park, and I was one of those girls who always wanted to ride and always wanted a pony. Always wanted a horse and had a few opportunities to ride as a child, but it was something that I had done throughout my adult life as well. We looked for a place, a friend of mine and I, to ride one time and drove down the Natchez Trace to where there was supposed to be a stable and pulled up in the drive, and the German Shepherd runs out barking, and I kept telling her that she could outrun him if she would just go to the house and knock on the door. I had every confidence in the world in her, and that if not, I would leave the door of the car open and, you know, it'd be okay. She wouldn't do it, so we didn't find that. But we did find another place, but we were like most people then, you know. You went out there and you got on it. There was no control. You had no idea what you were doing. You were just along for the ride. It's totally, I'm not driving anything. And so after the equine massage therapy class that I did in Virginia, I needed to be around horses and to know people who would need my services. So I started the lessons, and I was hooked. You know, as soon as you start that, and having been in Taekwondo for 5.5 years, with where the moves have to be precise and everything, my personality just totally bought into that. I mean, we were we were out there and, you know, shift this way, do that, the smallest instruction, bought every book magazine. If you could learn to ride a horse by reading, we would be
Olympic. Yes. Riding, we were reading and sharing it with each other. And I think it was the detail stuff of it. And I know that you can just get on a ride and learn by doing, but when you take up horseback riding, when you're older and you have family and financial responsibilities and your bones are a little brittle and all horses look really, really high off the ground,
mm-hmm.
We're yee-haw-y, but hey, hospital stays are not fun. The food sucks. They're always waking up to see what your blood pressure is. So we want to help with that, which really... Well, okay, Penny found Big South Fork, and that's when we first started taking our first real trail rides that were just out, not in the Williamson County Hills. And we were not smart enough to say maybe we shouldn't be doing what we're doing, and we were brave enough to do what we did do. But, Penny, do you think our lessons helped at all, or was it just God looks out for the idiots of the world, or what do you... Talking yellow face, girl.
I think it's a combination because we got out there and Larry, who owns the place, wasn't there. He was an overnight, so we had a little 19-year-old who was going to do the trail.
First mistake.
And the first day he says, now if we see any bears, y'all just keep riding. And it was like, oh, Ricky, you don't understand. If we see bears, I will mow you down. You know?
The only bear I knew was on the California flags.
Every man or woman for their own. But we didn't tell him that because we were nice. And then the second day he says, hey, what about riding Yellowface? And, you know, we're like, oh, sure, that would be great. Well, if it has a name and I'll think, ask questions is all I'm saying. Just ask questions. And it's the first time I've ever seen Ken Dacey. This is the difference. Ken Dacey was just totally... blithely ignorant. I mean, that's all I can say, and I love you dearly. It's like, we're going to be killed. We're going to be dead before this is over. And she was riding along. Oh, aren't we having fun? And I'm thinking the whole time, we're going to die. We're going to die. And I finally yelled. I said, we're going to die. And I heard this little voice come back to me, and I could have sworn that it said, I'll miss you. And I just said, I'll miss you? And as
can we say BITCH on the air?
Well, you just spelled it, so that's okay.
Okay.
I kind of yelled at across the valley there. When we got to the end of the trail, then I said, what's all this about? I'm going to miss you. And she said, oh, no, what do you mean? And I said, well, but you said I'll miss you. I said, no, I said I'm scared too. And I said, oh, well, that's good.
And horse propelling. There were actual times where no hoof touched the ground. The horses were leaping from one rock to another down this 180 degree. That's what it seemed like. But I just figured, well, if the 19-year-old Ricky thought we could do this, then who are we to say we can't do it? And I got this when we were writing the book, because we would both write what we wanted, what we remembered from an occurrence, and then we'd sit down together with a glass of tea or something stronger and talk about what we really felt and what we saw. And that's when Penny said, you know, I watched your head and the rear end of the horse disappear over this cliff and really out of your mind. I thought, well, Ricky thinks we can do this. So as you get older, you realize that maybe Ricky doesn't know any better, and maybe you should ask some questions. But hey, you know what? We survived it, and we're still so really proud of that. We did it.
Gosh,
and they don't ride that thing anymore. We did it. So, yeehaw.
We did it. Yeehaw. Well, listen, we want to talk more about your trail riding experiences and some of your favorite places to ride and how the book came about. But this is a song that I was thinking about the two of you today when I was selecting these. And it's called Cowgirl Friends, and it's by our great friends, Kristen Harris and Devin Dawson. And so let's take a listen to that. We're going to come back and talk more about horse sluts and trail riding and missing people on the trail on Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net.
last train. I saved a seat for you, but you weren't there. Where were you?
Oh, yeah. I forgot to tell you how I went in the day before. Took your feller to the dance. Hope you don't care.
What would I care?
That's what cowgirl friends are for.
You went where?
That's what cowgirl friends are for.
You did what?
One cowgirl friend like you, and I don't need any more. That's what cowgirl friends are for. Well, I was mighty tired from all that dancing.
I'll bet you were. And your trick riding saddle was a mess.
That was pretty slick. That's what cowgirl friends are for.
Gotta yodel here, gotta yodel there.
That's what cowgirl friends are for. A little tea. One cowgirl friend like you, and I don't need any more. That's what cowgirl friends are for. And when you accidentally went out with your skirt tucked in your drawers, it was me to let you know you were excited.
Forgive me for snatching the little Debbie's I brought from you and eating it. We are cowgirl friends.
Oh, no, no, that's fine. But I just remember at the dinner table when we had a 5-course meal and these people had come in and their friend was out lost in Big South Fork on the trail, and it's October, so they were sitting down having this wonderful dinner, and then they were going to go back out and look for their friend, and I just looked at Kit Stacy and said, just so that you know, if I'm ever lost on the trail and you come in here and do this, even if I die, I will get you.
Like, yeah, find your friend first, then have the 5-course meal. Thinking about it, I think it was on the website, it said something about, you know, what is a horselet or why horselets, and obviously Penny and I spent a lot of time explaining that, and you guys are terrific, and I would say, 98% of the people just love it and get a big grin on their face, and then there are the other 2% that are wondering what it is, or, you know, feeling insulted or whatever. But it came about, it started really about us. We don't we don't own horses. We rent, we borrow, we barter. We'll make friends with anybody that has a horse. And that's, I was talking to somebody, Penny and I were together, and afterward Penny said, you know, who is that? Do you know that person? No. It's just, well, you know, they sort of have a reputation of being a strange person. And I said, well, it doesn't matter. They have horses. And that's what we decided, that we're horse sluts. We'll make friends. We'll clean your stall. We'll do whatever we need to do to be able to ride. And it started out like that, but what it started to turn into was not only the joy that we've had with each other, and my husband rides along, and the adventures that we've had, but for the book, we reached out to other people who were our age. Because when you start talking about it, people say, "Oh, let me tell you about my experience," or, you know, I started when I was 50, and we added the chapter that's other people's stories.
Mm-hmm.
That they get it, they know, and they want to talk about it too. And it quickly turned into something that really wasn't about us and how funny and wonderful we are, but really a reach out of a hand to other people that they can do it too, or let's talk about it. And if I may, there are two things that I'd like to share. One, Penny, I just got an email from Liz in Scotland. Liz had sent us a story. She has cob horses in Scotland, and one of her little foals was very, very ill, and we were afraid that he wasn't going to make it. And, Pen, I just got an email from Scotland from Liz saying that he's doing great, and he's almost off his meds, and he's going to survive. So I'm thrilled for Donald. But the other thing was a friend who contributed a story, and she had just finished the book and sent me a note. And her horse, from a long time ago, Bartender, had gotten her through losing both of her parents to cancer in the same year when she was a teenager. And she and Bartender had placed 11th out of 700 horses for barrel racing in the Tennessee State Horse Show.
Oh, wow.
And she told me at that time they only gave trophies for the top 10, so she didn't get a trophy. But she hand-wrote a little note to me that said, "As I sat out on our back deck and finished the book, I looked at our backyard, Bartender's former pasture, and told him that he finally got the recognition he deserved. My story in your book is what I've been looking for to finish my story with Bartender." And for me, that's really what Horse Sluts is all about. It's about our fun, but I discovered when we started writing it that it's about connecting with other people, and I think that's really why we wrote it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that is great. And when did you make the decision to write the book?
Oh, Penny, you tell.
Oh God,
at the pool.
It was the one time in my life. Yes, it was the one time in my life that I had allowed work life and exterior stuff. I used to do funeral pre-need sales, and I'm usually pretty perky for that, but sometimes things can get to you. So
Penny puts the fun in funerals.
People used to say, "I never knew planning my funeral could be so much fun," and I said, "Well, you've never done it with me." But we were taking a lesson, and we were in there riding around, and nothing worked. I mean, I couldn't do anything that day, and it was hot, and it was just like, gee. So I just decided I'm just going to ride around the arena. And Jan, the trainer, came over, and she says, "So are you two just going to crawl around the rail all day?" And I said, pretty much. And she was just like, "Okay, that's great. That's what you need to do." So we went and got in the pool, and it was like, how do I get off the horse again? I'm not sure. So we went and got in the pool, and then we did we always do a post-ride recap. We did our recap, and I realized what had been going on with me mentally and how that affected it. And then we started talking about all of our other adventures, and we just decided we needed to write a book to share all of this with people. I had met a woman that I did her funeral prearrangement, and when I went to their house, I found out she's a writer. She's part of a group, and she's known as Bad Betty. And so I kept meeting all these wonderful people, and they had stories, and we all had this in common that all of a sudden we're best friends and we're hugging. And so it was one of those things where we need to bring this out to people because we get so much from it. And we both know people who have wanted to ride their whole life, and they're afraid to now. They think they're too old. you know, and so, or they quit and they're trying to come back. So this is to tell them, no, you're not too old. You need to go out there and get on that horse and find your yeehaw.
Well, I think that's great. And I was actually reading a little piece of the introduction, and I highlighted this. And it actually says, Horse Sluts is the how-to book to give you a leg up on recapturing the yeehaw of youth by learning to ride. It's how to stand up to your fears, how to challenge yourself, and how to spit age in the eye. And it's a book of questing to find a zestful adult life. And so the book is funny, it's irreverent at times, but it really has a great message, not only for women, but for everyone, even us guys. And
thank you.
Yeah, it's great. It is great. And no, you crack up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, you just crack up at some of the titles of the chapters in here. It's like crotch mumps. I was afraid to read it. Yeah, I was afraid to read that one. But I'll read that. I will.
Wait, Gary, which one were you afraid to read? Which one?
You know which one.
What was it?
Yeah.
Yes, come on, you know which one it was. Okay, I'll share a little something. Our writing and riding is just not about the past, and we're creating new adventures. And on our website, which is www.pennycandyproductions.com, we're starting to add some of the newer stories that aren't in the book. But last fall, Penny was really, really good and successful in convincing a mutual friend of ours to come riding with us, and my husband Bill was there, and she hadn't been. Sue doesn't really ride that much, and we took her to the Kool-Aid acid test of Big South Fork, and she was a trooper. She's our age, and she just got on, and she was having a great time, and it was wonderful. And towards the end of the ride, we can always tell when Larry gets a little juice under his saddle, and we were heading down a pretty steep hill, and I could tell he was starting to go for it, and I'm yelling, "Don't you dare!" You know, I won't say exactly what I said to him. I was like, "No, Larry, And off he takes, and then up the other side. And yes, Tennessee Walking Horses can gallop. And we were doing the Headless Horseman up this hill that was curving back and forth. You know, keep your knees in so you don't lose your knees. And
right.
Sue is right up there doing it, and I'm right up there, and Penny's right up there. And we're just flying up the hill. And when we got to the top, Larry had said, "Well, I think Sue got a religious experience, because all I could hear from her behind me was, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God." I'm a full experience, because what you were hearing from me was, oh, F, oh, F, oh, F, oh, F.
All I could think of was,
she's going to kill me.
I know.
You ladies didn't ride down to Panther Creek, did you?
No, we did.
I'm not sure. We might. Yeah. We don't remember the names. We just go for it. Where is that?
That sounds kind of like what you might have ridden down and then across the creek and then back up again. And I had a neat experience there. And then I thought I survived it, and then found out I had to turn around and go back the same way again. And it was like I think I had the same response you did, Candace, on there.
So, did you ride out of? True West, or how did you get into the park?
I think on that particular ride, I had come from Zenith, from the other side of the park. On there.
We don't know that.
Well, there's some beautiful riding.
When did you do that,
Yeah, there's some beautiful riding on both sides of the park, and some great places.
We may need to get suggestions from you. We're doing it again in July. We're going up for another, who knows what's going to happen, trail ride with Larry McMillan. And some of the other things that we met these darling people in Memphis that have Pasifinos, and Penny's been talking about it, putting together a trip. Where is it in Mississippi, Penn?
It's in Poplarville, Mississippi.
Yeah, to try the Pasifinos.
Except the Gascons.
Yes. And we also thought, because when we were in Ohio at the equine affair, we met this absolutely crazy, manic, amazing guy named Douglas, and he is a dressage writer and has written a book and has some awards, and he's out of Michigan. And we both looked at each other and thought we would like to try some dressage, one, because we like the detail, but two, that other than showing, it might be a real good option for people who are older. I have two hip replacements. Penny has had serious back surgery, to really concentrate your riding, and instead of yee-hawing up and down the hills, if you don't feel like doing that, there are other things that you can do on horses. And help you connect with the horse and be horsey. So we have plans.
Well, that's great. I'll have to introduce you to some of the cowboy dressage people. I think you'd probably enjoy that. Our good friend Etan Bethalakmi started that with some other great horsemen as well. So something that you might enjoy. But, you know, going back to the book, I mean, it is a book that everybody, regardless of gender, and even though it has a pink cover, I think that's okay. you'll have a great time reading this book and being encouraged to get your yeehaw on. And I'm looking forward to meeting you ladies before too long.
We'd love to
We are too. We're making plans, right, Pen?
We are. And what we found is a lot of men, they may say they have their wife's copy or whatever because of that pink cover, but they also relate to it, and they enjoy reading it. And so what we found is that it's really a book for everybody and not just for women. And Bill, bless his heart, Candace's husband, is such a good sport to go with us and put up with us, which is huge. He drives us around, and you'll see when you meet us, Gary.
Well, I'm looking forward to doing that. And let's give your website address again one more time for folks.
Okay. Facebook, of course, is just Horse Sluts. That's Facebook. The website, and this is very important, this is the website. It is www.pennycandyproductions.com. This is, I wouldn't even call it a spoiler alert. Penny, what the heck would you call it? Don't go to horseluts.com. Don't do it. Go to pennycandyproductions.com. And if you do, immediately go to tools and erase everything. So now everybody's going to do it, aren't they? We get kickback.
Oh, no, don't do it. Don't do it. No.
I mean, that's why I'm getting on
the job. Don't do it. But it will tell a little bit more about us. We're adding new stories to the website. Some of our favorite websites, like yours, is on there, places that we like. And we really enjoy the interaction, and that's what we're trying to put out to people, that anybody can do this. We're just like everybody else. We get dirt on our face just like everybody else. We're just out there to have a good time, and we want to have a good time with other people.
Well, that's great.
We also want a movie and a song. We want a movie and a sleazy hit country song.
Well, we'll introduce you to some songwriters, and
right.
There may be some songwriters still listening.
That's right. Do you have a second book in the works? Are you thinking about a second book?
Oh, we're always thinking about something. We're working on it right now. It's part of our time. Of course, we want to spend riding, although it's very hot, so that's kind of an excuse. But we're also doing a lot of marketing, and part of our fun is going to these shows. We plan next April to get a booth at the Equine Affair in Ohio, and they're prepared for us, and they know what they're in on, and they're okay with it. They're taking out insurance. But again, good time, and we make friends, and we walk around with our little T-shirts that say Horse Sluts on it. And so we're right now spending a lot of time marketing and having a good time with that and making plans when it gets a little cooler where we can continue to have our adventures so we can write another book or do something. Keep going.
That is great. Well, I want to thank you right now for your donation of two of the books and a T-shirt for Equestrian Legacy Radio's benefit for Fiona Rose Murphy Foundation that we did a couple of weeks ago. And the books and the T-shirt were a big hit, and so we appreciate you guys doing that, and we're looking forward to seeing you the first week in June when we do it again. So,
yes.
Yeah.
They really like Valley Field. They like us.
They do.
Well, and I have to tell you, we met the guys at Circle E, two cowboys from Circle E at Equine Affair. We had been by and talked to them because they noticed our shirts, and we gave them the cards that we had about the book. We didn't have any to sell. And later we came back through, and one of the guys yelled, "Hey, hey, ladies, come here, come here." We went over there, and he said, I need your cell numbers. I'm going to order your book, and I need your cell numbers because I'm going to need to call you after I read this. And I don't know who he was, but he was so sweet. But he was like, I need cell numbers. I need to be able to contact you all after I read this.
There's
our male audience.
Yeah, there he is. And also maybe another reason he was getting your phone numbers, but we won't go into that since I know those guys.
We were looking.
Oh, no. He was very nice.
I was just teasing. Listen, ladies are so much fun. We've enjoyed having you on the show, and we would remind folks again to go to PennyCandyProductions.com, and you can also get your book through Amazon, can't you?
Yes,
Amazon and Paperton Books online.
Okay.
And we are at Northshire Bookstore in Saratoga Springs, New York, for the racing season. So there's no excuse for anybody, any place in the country, not to have one of these books.
Support those independent bookstores. It's so fabulous that you're in an independent. And, you know, I know the power of Amazon, but let's keep our independent bookstores alive. I was so excited to see that your book is there. It's a fabulous, fabulous bookstore.
Thank you. Oh, that's right. We talked. You and I even emailing about that. I forgot.
Yeah.
And Darlene
Donna,
Brew West, she's carrying it too. So she's not a bookstore, but she is independent, and she has been so sweet and so supportive. This is how we've met all you wonderful people, and thank you all.
Well, we love having you on. We'll have to have you back again, and we look forward to seeing you somewhere at some horse activity pretty soon. So thanks a lot to Candace Wade and Penny Langley, and they are the authors of Horse Sluts, and that is the saga of two women on the trail of their yeehaw, accompanied by a very patient and understanding husband. So anyway, love having you ladies on, and we're going to close out this segment with another song that I think you will like, and it's called Yippee Yi, Your Troubles Away by the Horse Crazy Cowgirl Band on Equestrian Legacy Radio. And when we come back, we're going to talk more with Bobby Jean Bell. And thanks again, ladies. You are absolutely wonderful.
Thank you, Bobby Jean, and thank you, Gary.
Right,
thank you.
Talk with you soon.
Bye-bye. Happy trail.
When you get weary of trouble and care, here's what a cowhand would say. Cast your eye on the sun in the sky, yippee-yi, your troubles away. When you cut loose, watch your troubles vamoose. Skies won't be cloudy or gray. No reason why you should worry or cry, yippee-yi, your troubles away. Scatter your woe at the sunrise, everything's rosy and swell.
Swell.
Just sing and up through that lump in your throat, greet the dawn with the cowgirl yell.
Yeah!
Here's what to do when you're lonely and blue, make it a wonderful day. Your eye on the sun in the sky, yippee-yi, your troubles away.
Prairie folks assure you there ain't nothing that'll cure you any quicker than the medicine they fix up for themselves. With their sulfur and molasses, pepper tea and mustard plasters, and their camphor bags and flannel rags that line the bunkhouse shelves.
But here's one remedy that they use that never fails to chase the blues. Just try it for yourself and see the world get brighter.
When you get weary of troubles and cares,
here's what a cowhand would say. Cast your eye on the sun in the sky, yippee-yi, your troubles away. When you cut loose, watch your troubles vamoose. Skies won't be cloudy or gray. No reason why you should worry or cry, yippee-yi, your troubles away. Scatter your woe with the sunrise. Everything's rosy and swell.
Swell.
Just sing a note to that lump in your throat. Greet the dawn with the cowgirl yell. Here's what to do when you're lonely and blue. Make it a wonderful day. Cast your eye on the sun in the sky. Yippee-yi, your troubles away. Yippee-yi, your troubles away.
Yippee-yi, your troubles away by the Horse Crazy Cowgirls Band, Horse Crazy Cowgirl Band. And Bobby Jean, this was a fun show.
Well, I think you and I have both been looking for, we look forward to every show, but this one we knew would have just another little special something magical about it.
Well, it was. So Jennifer and Judy and Laura Lee and Candace and Penny were just great guests. And as always, so much fun to have you on co-hosting the show with me. So we love having you with us from out in California. And you've got some exciting things coming up this month with the Out West Concert Series.
We do. A week from tonight, we played a wonderful song earlier with Devin Dawson and Kristen Harris. And Miss Devin and the Outlaw, that's Jesse Robertson, along with Kristen Harris and a remarkable fiddler, Brooke Wallace, will be playing the Out West Concert Series next Thursday night. They are actually doing a tour through the Southwest and then actually hitting Hawaii. Devin has just released a brand new song on Facebook that she recorded specifically for this for the Hawaiian part of their trip. You can get their whole calendar on Facebook at, on their website, MissDevinAndTheOutlaw.com. They are in New Mexico tonight. They're in Arizona, both in Prescott and Tucson next week. They're in Visalia, California next week. They hit us in Newhall, California on Thursday. They are in Oroville, and a great friend of ours, Cindy Quigley, is hosting an event up there. California, they're in San Jose on the 28th, and then they head for Hawaii, July 1st and 2nd, first and 2nd in Hawaii, and then they're back to Arizona, July 10th, and so and a bunch of other places. So take a look at their calendar. This will be an amazing concert. These are four extremely talented musicians, and also just engaging. It's a hoot. Like they say, it's more fun than putting socks on a rooster.
I got you. Well, we love them, and Devin and Kristen are so much fun, and Kristen's got a CD release party coming out this weekend, so we look forward to getting her great new music to share with our listeners as well. And
she's on the Penny Gillies show on RFD today. Check your local listings. She and Brooke Wallace are guests on Penny Gillies today.
All right. So anyway, Kristen is just a star on the rise and such a sweet young lady as well. So anyway, check out the Out West Concert Series. And if you're out in the area, be sure and catch their show there or anywhere else that they're performing. This Sunday on Blessed Trails with Belinda Gale at 9:00 Central, we kind of have a little special Father's Day show. And Red Stegall is Belinda's special guest for that show. And Red is kind of a legend in the music world, and particularly in the Western music world, and you will really enjoy an in-depth conversation with Red, and we'll be celebrating Father's Day, and that's on Blessed Trails with Belinda Gale at 9:00. And then on Tuesday at noon, we'll be doing our Saddle Up America show. It's a lot of fun, Bobby Jean, visiting all these great guest ranches across and the campgrounds, horse campgrounds across North America. And so we've really, really been to a lot of places with our show that we need to put on our bucket list to travel. And we always have great informative guests. And I think Wind River Outfitters is going to be joining us on Tuesday. That's Roger Mills and Danny Berry. And, you know, Roger was on with us a couple of months ago. So that's going to be a fun show. And then who do we have next week on the Campfire Cafe?
Yes, next week our musical guest is Lily Robert, award-winning Lily Robert will be with us, the jazz cowgirl singer.
Yeah, she's got a different sound and some great, great music we'll be sharing with her. So that all comes up at noon next Thursday on the Campfire Cafe. Any final thoughts that you'd like to share?
Well, I like this quote of cowgirl Agnes Mobley, 1898. When I was a girl, I had dreams of becoming a woman. Now that I'm a woman, I have dreams of becoming a girl. And I think that that's what it's all about, you know, facing aging and hitting it straight on and keeping that youthful cowgirl attitude. I think we heard that today from all our guests, and it's a great thing to inspire you every day when you get up and face the day.
It is, and you're never too old or too young to get your yeehaw on. So anyway, it's been a fun show, and we want to remind folks that you can go back and listen to all of our shows in an archive podcast. And if your friends are not aware of Equestrian Legacy Radio's programs, make sure they know about us. And you can visit us on Facebook at Equestrian Legacy Radio and like us there. And also our website at equestrianlegacy.net. So a fun, fun show. We appreciate you being with us. And we remind you, as always, if you climb in the saddle, to get ready for the ride on Equestrian Legacy Radio. And we'll close out this show today with Colorado Trail, a beautiful song by the Horse Crazy Cowgirl Band. Thanks so much for listening.
Ride all the lonely night, ride through the day. Keep the herd moving on its way. Weep all ye little rains, wail winds wail. Colorado Trail. Eyes like a morning star, cheeks like a rose. Laura was a pretty girl, God Almighty knows. Weep all ye wail, winds wail, all along the Colorado is the sky. Wish I'd stayed in Abilene, nice and warm and dry. Weep all ye little rains, wail winds wail, all along the Colorado Trail. Stars are fading in the sky, the day's gonna break.
sun will be